Are you following me? Now, but like I say, the message, that the Word of God, it might not taste good sometimes, but it's there for a purpose to help you. Amen. Let me read just a little bit more. This is Mark of the Beast. Oh, brother, you might walk around with some little Baptist or Methodist doctrine and get by with it, but you look at it in the sight of the Bible once. That's right. Amen. I feel kind of religious right now. Amen. Yes, sir. Look, brother, there you are. It's grinding, but any whipping, I don't make you some good. Mama sitting back there, she used to make me take castor oil. We was little old kids. We'd have to eat cornbread and beans and every day and the week and Sunday too. Anyways, I'd have to take a lot of medicine. Saturday night, she'd always make me take castor oil. And on Saturday night, I'd hold my nose like this, and I'm not saying this for a joke. I'd hold my nose and I'd say, Mama, I just can't take it. It makes me so sick. She said, if it don't make you sick, it don't do you no good. So is this stir you up? It'll get your digestion organization organs working right so you can really digest the full gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we have to get real sick, you know, before we need medicine. Mama used to tell us we'd take castor oil. I'd raise a little old country on a pone cornbread and black-eyed peas, and every Saturday night we'd all take a bath in an old cedar tub, pour the water out in a big old tea kettle, and all take a bath, the little old boys and 10 of us. And I remember everyone had to take a dose of castor oil. I can't stand the stuff yet today. I'd start by say, Mama would tell me. I'd hold my nose. I'd say, Mama, it makes me so sick. I can't even look at it. She said, if it don't make you right good sick, it don't do you no good. So that's the way the gospel is sometimes. If it don't get you right good sick, it don't do you much good. Amen. That's just two quotes I had. But what I wanted to say about that this morning, church, like I say many times, praise the Lord. I hope you can still hear me. Many times, the things that God would have us to do would be against our own carnal nature. Amen. And you have to learn, one place the Bible says that we're to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Now, a living sacrifice is something that's not doing your own will.